Greetings and welcome to SDBibleStudy.org and SD Bible Study Church. I am pastor and teacher Alan Lewis Silva, and today we will be studying the prophets, which is one of the six sections of the Bible, the King James Version. And now let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your prophets. Thank you for all those that you are speaking to. Thank you for living inside us and being our God, Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us to understand and comprehend your words. Please give us knowledge, wisdom, counsel, understanding, might, the fear of Yahweh, and the spirit of Yahweh. Amen. So today we will be reading from the book of Micah, book of the prophet Micah, chapter 2. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses and take them away. So they oppress a man in his house, even a man in his heritage. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, which ye shall not remove your necks, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, we be utterly spoiled, he hath changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? Turning away, he hath divided our fields. Therefore thou shalt have none that cast a cord by lot in the congregation of Yahweh. Prophesy ye not, say they to them that prophesy. They shall not prophesy to them, that they shall not take shame. O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of Yahweh straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Even of late my people is risen up as an enemy. Ye pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by securely as men averse from war. The women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses. From their children have ye taken away my glory forever. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up, and have passed through the gate, and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and Yahweh on the head of them. And I'm going to do something I feel led to do. I'm going to read this chapter one more time. Chapter 2. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses and take them away. So they oppress a man in his house, even a man in his heritage. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, We be utterly spoiled, he hath changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? Turning away, he hath divided our fields. Therefore thou shalt have none that shall cast a cord by lot in the congregation of Yahweh. Prophesy ye not? Say they to them that prophesy. They shall not prophesy to them, that they shall not take shame. O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of Yahweh straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Even of late my people is risen up as an enemy. Ye pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by securely as men averse from war. The women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses. From their children have ye taken away my glory forever. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozra, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up, and have passed through the gate, and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and Yahweh on the head of them. Now in this chapter of the book of the prophet Micah, keep in mind he's not talking specifically to a limited group of people in the time that he lived in. He was talking to them, but he was also talking about this overlap between the physical and the spiritual, and this common thread between them, that is the factor. So you have a group of evildoers, and let's look at their defining qualities. While they're in their bed, when they wake up, they devise evil. Wrong things they think of. And then in their bed, when they wake up, they start practicing it. As soon as they wake up, the first thing that they're thinking about is some kind of sin. And they do it. They covet fields and they take them by violence. Another word for a field is a woman in the sexual sense. This is used in the Bible, such as in the book of Ruth, where it's talking about this field. They covet fields. They covet lands. They covet heritages. What do you think it does to the women of the land when they are taken by violence and deceit and they're oppressed? What do you think that does to their children? What do you think it does to their family life and their family structure? What does it do when the culture of the time covets the children and destroys their values and their morals and their innocence and their purity? Yahweh is not mocked. He will not remove this burden from these necks of these unrepentant who go pridefully, going after the things of the world, not to have their own inheritance in this world, but to spoil, to make people in debt, to make people hate each other, to divide each other, to rule over people through occult means. to take up magic against others, to worship pagan gods, to follow Satan. This is what's happening in today's society. This is America. And I'm sorry that it is this way, but this is the truth. Those that are doing these things shall have none to join in the congregation of Yahweh. They're doing evil things. Yahweh doesn't have to be corrected. Yahweh doesn't need to apologize. The spirit of Yahweh is not straightened because it is straight. It is the definition, is the image of what is correct and right. Do not God's words do good to those that walk uprightly? Why are people so offended by the idea of chastity? Why are people so offended by the idea of love and justice? There's a place for all of these things. Do you have a place for them in your life? One of the things that is mentioned here by the prophet is that his own people have become an enemy. The people who are so called Christians or so called believers, the fake ones, the ones that put on a disguise, these are the ones that try to take the garment of someone who really is preaching the word of God. These are the ones who try to calumniate and slander and put down someone who really is trying to preach the Bible and preach what it says and trying to help people, someone who actually is trying to do something. These are the ones who try to pull off the robe of the garment, who has the spirit of the prophet, who's walking by, and to try to hinder them and try to mess their life up. The women of God's houses, the women of God's people, have been defrauded and taken advantage of. And the glory of their children has been taken away. Depart from this. Depart from these pollutions. If you don't, it will destroy you with a terrible destruction. The types of prophets of those who speak falsehood and do lie are those who drink a lot of alcohol and do a lot of drugs. Does that sound like stars, as they're so called? Celebrities, people who do a lot of drugs, drink a lot of wine and strong drink. People who live wicked lifestyles. Lifestyles that go against the teachings of Yahweh? Are these the role models? No, these are the very false prophets of these wicked and evil people. It's a wicked and iniquitous generation. But fear not, because the God of Jacob will gather his remnant. There will be a remnant. There will be people who repent. There will be people who have seen these things and known some of these things and who make a choice to not want to be a part of it anymore. And the only reason to do that would be because they love God and what He represents and what He is. And that's what they desire. Don't be like the evildoers. Praise Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord.